All right, everyone, welcome back to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. And again, I'm speaking with Miss Megan Wade. We are really, really trying to impress upon you that it's not just a luxury, it is a necessity to call before we dig. And one of the things that you were sharing with me, Megan, is that a lot of times when things are being marked out, we see different colors, we see flags, et cetera. Could you tell us the rhyme and reason of what's going on?
Sure. We're going to start at the beginning. You're planning your digging project, your crepe myrtle tree.
Yes.
Best case scenario, you go out in your yard with white flags or stakes or paint and mark where you want that. Give us a call, 811, or visit us online, georgia811.com, and you want to create a locate request. And what that means is we gather some information about you, who you are, where your project will take place, how long it'll take, and we automatically distribute that information to our utility members. On average, that's 8 utility companies. For every person who contacts us, we do all the legwork for you, the communication. And I know it feels like we get a lot of utility bills, but we're not getting 8. So most people doesn't cross their mind that there may be service crossing the yard they don't subscribe to, but it's still out there and they need to be aware of it. So after we notify our utility members, they dispatch locate technicians. They're the ones that put the colored paint and the flags down. And that indicates what type of facility is under the ground. So blue is water. That one's usually pretty easy to remember. Green is sewer. Yellow is gas. Red is power. And orange is telecom. So after that, they come back to Georgia 811 and they use our positive response information system, which is we call PRIS for short. And they let us know we've marked your lines. And what you do is the caller, you get a locate request number and you put that in the system so you can see how each company has responded. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they can't mark their line. Maybe your dog's in the backyard and he's feeling a little grouchy. Locate techs are going to be like, oh, we'll come back another day. So there is some important information that goes on after you contact us. But we work as the communication hub.
Gotcha.
For the entire process.
And whether we call or go online, georgia811.com, the results are going to be, this process is going to be the same.
Yes.
Okay.
We also have chat during the business day as well. So if you get to have some questions, we do have a lot of information on the website. It's real easy to find. Ready to dig. Or I'm ready to dig and there's a little ad for you. And it's a pretty simple form. We walk you through. One of our CSRs will check the information. Mm-hmm. And then we put it in the system and notify our utility members, which are now we're at 817 in the state. So any owner operator in the state is part of our system. So that's our obvious and our 3 founding members, AT&T, Georgia Power, and Southern Company Gas, formerly Atlanta Gaslight.
Yeah.
But that's every county and city that has a water system. We have some colleges, medical campuses. So anyone who's got a system out there by law has to be our member because that keeps them safe and it keeps their infrastructure intact.
Exactly, which saves them money in the long run. Well, one of the things, Megan, I've been hearing the message on radio.
Mm-hmm.
As I mentioned, I think I've missed all the TV commercials, but I've missed them. I'm sure there are a lot of people who have seen those commercials as well. I'm saying that to ask this. With the tremendous campaign that's been underway to not only let us know we need to call, but to let us know what number to call, how we can get online and get it done. It's been 10 years. Have you seen a reduction in the number of incidences?
Not only the number of incidences, we're seeing more calls, too. So the number of incidents alone aren't just going down. While we're also getting more volume. So it used to be when we started this, utility line was damaged every 4 minutes and 6 minutes. And this is a national statistic. It's at 9 minutes now. And so while the damages numbers are coming down, the people who are contacting us continues to grow. So annually we get about 1 million requests through online or on the phone come to us.
Interesting. And is that nationwide or is that just Georgia?
That's just Georgia.
Interesting.
And we do have a program along with South Carolina, in case some of the listeners are there. 811 does work nationwide like 911. If you get us, sometimes the cell towers bounce you. Maybe the wrong place. We'll transfer you to the right contact center.
Gotcha.
Sure.
Okay. So we've had situations where, like you said, this was quite a catastrophe for this child care center.
Yes.
So gone up in flames, killing all these children. And then you're thinking about, wow, what the person who rupture that line was going through for probably for years as a result.
If that person survived. We have had conversations with some of the excavators or contractors who have been involved in these scenarios, and their goal is to go home at the end of the day just like they showed up for work, healthy, in one piece. So it's not just devastating to the people in the homes or the daycare center, but this impacts entire companies in some cases. So other things can cause incidents in the field too, damages. So even after you call us, that's the first step in the safe digging process. After the lines are marked, you need to dig with care around the marks. Best case scenario, move your project. Maybe that tree doesn't have to go right back where your pine tree was, for example. It could move over away from the marks. So if you don't dig with care around the marks, that's when, in that case, you could cause the damage versus someone with a big backhoe. So it doesn't take mechanized equipment for that to happen. But the easiest way to prevent a damage is to contact us, 811.
And generally speaking, people go, you know, they put forth the effort to call. They're going to put forth the effort to comply
right.
with. Okay. So what else do we need to know when it comes to calling before we dig or going online before we dig?
All right. So, Megan, I did all these things you told me, and I still hit something. That tree root, I just figured out, was a water line. Okay? So you need to contact us. Call us back. We notify our utility members if a damage occurs. However, if it is a gas line, you need to clear the area. Do not remain there. Do not use your cell phone. Do not either turn your equipment off or start it again. Just leave the area and then call 911 first. And then you can contact us after that.
Interesting. Okay. So that one number is all we need to remember.
Yes.
For prevention, but also if the mess has occurred.
Right.
811 is the number.
Right. That's
okay.
Right.
Well, I appreciate you so much for
thank you
sharing with us. The information has been great. And ladies and gentlemen, remember, whether we're trying to avoid taking the lives of some innocent babies or whether we just don't want folks to have to go without their TV, their cable for the weekend, we got to call. It's not a luxury. It really is a necessity that we call 811 before we dig. All right. So that said, I promised you I was going to give you that quiz right at the end of the discussion. What is the number to call? What are the three digits? I just gave them to you. Megan's given them to us at least 1,000 times. 811. Thank you so much, Megan.
Thank you.
I appreciate you. All right, everybody. In the Power Friday, you know what you can do. Write down some of those projects that involve digging that you're planning on. Make a note. Call 811. So that you can make sure that you do this right. What a great way for you to let some of life's best moments come through you. Till next time.